bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 25th chapter of Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Would you agree with me if I were to say there are two kinds of people in the world? Some of the daily devotion folk will accept that statement and others will not, which I guess means that there are two kinds of people. That the world is divided into two groups of people is hardly an original thought. A lot of famous people have come to that conclusion. Robert Frost said, "There are two kinds of people, some willing to work and the rest willing to let them." Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. said, "People can be divided into two classes, those who go ahead and do something and those who sit still and inquire, 'Why wasn't it done the other way?'" James Thorpe threw in his two cents when he said, "The world is divided into two types of people, those who love to talk and those who hate to listen." Indira Gandhi, quoting her grandfather, said, "There are two kinds of people, those who work and those who take the credit. He told me to try to be in the first group. There was less competition there." Now, most of you are already thinking, how boring. I can tell where this devotion is going. He's going to tell us that God thinks there are two kinds of people in this world. If that's what you're guessing, my friend, you are wrong. Nothing could be further from the truth. God believes there is only one kind of person in this world, sinners who are helpless, lost, and condemned. There are no exceptions. Of course, while that may have been true at one point in time, it no longer is. Which means God believes there are three kinds of people in this world. First, there are the lost. Once upon a time, all of us were on that list. Then something happened to change the makeup of that list. A second kind of person came into this world. That second kind of person was Jesus Christ. Born of a virgin by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is unique in the annals of humankind. His perfection, His godly qualities, His dedication to giving His life for others make Him an individual who is head and shoulders above everyone else. Because He fulfilled both prophecy and His Father's laws, because His life was lived without slip or stumble, all who believe on Him as their Redeemer are saved. Which, of course, takes us to the third group of people. These are those who have been given faith in Jesus as their Rescuer and have had their sins washed away in the blood of the Lamb. Remade, restored, recycled, we are those who have been declared innocent of sin and will be invited into our heavenly homes by the Christ. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks that Jesus has moved me from the lost group of souls in this world to those who are saved. When I'm given the opportunity, may I become bold and invite others to join me in following the Savior who gave His life so I might be numbered among the elect. In Jesus' name, amen.